Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thursday was yesterday, Friday is today, but then you are smart enough to know that, right? Let's hope anyway. January the 5th is upon us, getting close to Elvis's birthday. Next week, we'll celebrate Elvis's birthday. And my sister, he and my sister were born on the same day. My sister can't sing a lick. Yeah. can't have everything, right? Jay Bird and the Dougster here. It's Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program Friday. What's going on for, what is going on here? That's what I want to know. Got this, that, and the other thing. The story of the snow, the big snow, the first big snow of the season, according to the weather people on the East Coast. How much can we get? Well, how much we could get and how much you will get. As usual, there's two different things to encounter here, or to think through or to think about or to get yourself on the same street. I was actually looking at the nuance because I have to fly back on Sunday and fly into the snow. No, I'm not going to fly into the snow. Matter of fact, Boston isn't going to get any snow. It's going to get rain and wind and that sort of thing, and inland maybe.
Get that, like, cold slushy stuff.
Yeah, right, exactly. Is it snowing in Ohio yet? Probably would be.
Not at this very moment.
No, okay. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed that you'll have that to talk about, because heavens knows there's really not much else going on in the world, right, to talk about. There's an interesting overview of doctors who perform unnecessary surgeries and what it is that motivates them. Other than money, right? There's a thing about, that's always been something that was a trail for those people who did the plastic surgery, right? Because there's none of that that's really necessary unless you have
cancer. Well, but isn't that the patient that's opting into it?
It's the attractiveness of doing having the surgery performed, I guess, as much as anything else. And so what does that, the attractiveness of, how much can we scare you, right? Much as anything, let's see if we, the fear-based thinking that goes into whatever the news desk assigns. You know, most people don't understand how the news works, whether I'm talking printed, there's still some newspapers around and the stuff that you see online that is supposedly from legitimate news sources, and then the things that you watch on television or hear on the radio. There's always a news editor. Somebody sits at a desk. I remember when I was running the news station in Boston in the mid-80s, WEEI was the news station then, and we had somebody literally sitting in the middle of the room with their 15 reporters, and she was making the assignments, deciding where to go, what story to cover, which person should go out on the street to do it, and then, who would do the editing and rewriting of the story, that sort of thing. That still happens, not to quite the extent. A lot of people just self-edit and work on these things because so many people are working from home, and the places involved, these companies are going bankrupt right and left. One of the biggest companies, the third biggest company in the country, radio companies, going bankrupt. That doesn't mean that you won't be able to hear whatever you hear on the radio station. It just means that it's a sign of the times in the radio world, the advertising world, tolls have been taken by podcasters and podcasting and advertising there, that kind of stuff. So many different ways to spend your money to get people's ears or eyes or get them to do something. That's what advertising is all about, right? Buy, 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 or do, 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 or get, get, get. Anyway, I'm off on a tangent here. The storm it has left a trail as it crosses the country, no question about that. But when you look at the actual fact, this is the thing. people just look at the headlines. They don't look at what the nuance of the story is. So this, as an example, East Coast braces for big snow first of the season. How much could we get? Well, if you read the story, how much you could get depends on where you are. For example, in the general feeling is that Massachusetts and most of New England, or much of New England, will get 6-7 inches. But where I am, we'll get maybe 2. But you wouldn't know that unless you really read into the story. And isn't that the thing? Do you feel like your friends, the people you talk to about things that are newsworthy, Jay, you feel like they dig into stories? Do you think they really know what they're talking about whenever they're made? Is there a fact box there?
Well, one of the things that we're always talking about, you and I, Doug, is that people will read the headlines. They won't read the actual story. Or when it comes to social media, they will just read what somebody has posted or shared from a non-reputable website, and they don't do their own research to see if that's even, if the statements are even true. I can't tell you how many times I have seen people post about a celebrity who died. And they're like, oh my goodness, this is heartbreaking news. And that, in actuality, that celebrity died like over a decade ago.
Yeah, that's a great example, actually. And so, well, anyway, this is not supposed to be a lecture. I'm not on a podium here. It just is very interesting. It's an observation because we are observers, if you will. There's a there's an over. I like this, the advocacy. I'm looking at what is a basically a black journal, a newspaper that's aimed at black Americans that's printed in Pennsylvania. Every once in a while I kind of come over. I see something that I want to grab. And so this is an advocacy piece by a group of black journalists. Who are upset because the Republicans are working as they try to cut spending, so they think their point is they hit the point like a sledgehammer, and that's sometimes what happens here. They're saying that a lot of the cuts in spending proposed by the Republicans would hit federal social programs and could, that's the word you read into the story, it could have a disproportionate impact on black Americans. Okay. So how did we get here in the first place? I think that it ought not to be, and this is sort of this is a ruse, right? You have black Americans, white Americans, Hispanic Americans, people. Why don't we just say Americans? What are the social programs that may be affected that will affect Americans? Well, this is a black newspaper, so they're going to focus on black issues, right? And racial equity is one of them. That's one of the bywords now, diversity and equality and all that stuff. But are we really getting it? Or is there a disproportionate amount of money or a disproportionate, more importantly, a disproportionate focus on people who haven't had maybe enough or haven't been treated fairly? I can certainly agree with the components of the conversation that there are a lot of people who are still today and have been since their relatives were brought over here as slaves, who have gotten screwed, basically, not to put too fine a point on it, but they have been taken advantage of, the prejudices that are aimed at people. There are plenty of white people who, for whatever the reason, don't have anything good to say or think about black people, and there's plenty of black people who don't have anything good to say about white people. So how does continuing to focus on that in the way that uses a sledgehammer, how does that fix the problem? I'm all about fixing problem, and I think we have a lot of racial gaps, certainly in wages, like women still don't get paid either as much as men do for doing the same job. It's better than it was, but it still isn't. There's no equality there, so how come we're not talking about that? There's access to higher education for whites and blacks, and it just, that is still something. I mean, during COVID, wasn't there a big to-do about blacks not getting enough vaccine? Don't I remember that? I think there was.
I think it was something about in certain areas that the vaccine wasn't as readily available.
Available. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was that a racial issue? It has been made to be a racial issue. I think perhaps there's that prejudice. There's a subtle prejudice that works its way into a lot of the thinking, and Republicans seem to have more of that, or the fickle finger of fate is easily pointed at Republicans, perhaps more so than Democrats. So why is that? Why do they think that way? Not all Republicans do, and not all Democrats. It's not like you say everybody is the same, but there's a lot of that thinking. And so I guess I wonder why. I guess I'm thinking back to Ted Kennedy's speech about his brother at his funeral, who talked about his lot in life was to basically, I'm summarizing it, fix things. He didn't worry about what the whys were. He fixed whatever. I'd like to find that. As a matter of fact, maybe, James, you can find that quote somewhere, the Ted Kennedy quote about his brother from the funeral. That'd be good to revive, as we are doing a lot of that here on the program, trying to revive things that politicians have said, famous Americans have said, things in movies and TV shows, just to kind of get your head focused around something that we all kind of have in common, which is the culture, if you will. All that stuff is very much a part of our American culture. So anyway, and speaking of that, the space race, SpaceX and Mr. Elon Musk, the Labor Department has accused SpaceX of unlawfully firing employees who sent a letter critical of Musk to the authorities. So the National Labor Relations Board jumped on this. They filed a complaint. They take their eight different unfair labor practices that have been leveled against SpaceX and Elon Musk back a year or so. And this is a way, this is, you know, this, the thing is that, again, I'm taking an interpretation of this. Elon Musk is more of a Republican than he is a Democrat. Do we agree on that?
I feel like it depends on the day.
Really? All right. Well, I think he feels to me like he's more of a righty than a lefty. And so the people who are on the left are saying, look at this, look at this, what's going on? These things are filed all the time. There are workplace concerns filed every day. So I wonder why the focus just on X would be my question here at 18 after. This is Friday. Good day.
Ad paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-209-3734 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-209-3734. That's 800-209-3734. Again, 800-209-3734.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common? Can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Friday and 23 after the hour is the time. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner as we dig around in the social media world to see what's trending when it comes to celebrities. Diane Keaton is in that list today, Jay, because she has been talking about what she likes to sing. She's, I'm amazed. She's 77 years old. Man, that surprises me. I don't know why it surprises me. I often confuse her. When I was younger, I confused Diane Keaton what's her face, who's in the new movie about Diana Nyad. Why is the name escaping me? You know who I'm talking about?
No idea.
Diane Keaton, and she's married to, think about it, I'm on a track here because I'm looking at Diane Keaton's conversation about who her favorite singer is. And that will probably surprise you, too, because I'm going to bet that there are not many 77, 78 years old who find this particular person to be the number one, although Dolly Parton might find her to be number one, and Dolly's that age, so maybe I'm speaking out of the wrong end of my mouth. But we'll talk about Diane Keaton and who her favorite singer is and why she was talking about it after this word.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I know you used to be crazy. I know you used to be fun. You say I used to be wild. I say I used to be young.
Sounds like a karaoke night, right?
Yeah.
dick.
That's a cute video. She's sitting on the steps, and she's singing along to Miley Cyrus, and she says that Miley was her favorite artist of 2023, and this was kind of a birthday tribute to herself, her one favorite person in life. Diane Keaton is Diane Keaton's favorite person, and Miley's her favorite artist, and liked this song so much, and sang along sort of with it.
I don't know the song. I mean, I don't know that much about the Miley Cyrus songbook other than what you tell me. But Diane Keaton is 78 years old today, and I was thinking about Annette Bening, who is the other actress that is, I think, from the same league, although Annette Bening is 65. But she's playing the role of this swimmer naiad, something we'll talk about with Chucker. The idea that Diane Keaton likes Miley Cyrus was what grabbed my attention here. And so she sings along in that clip that you hear. Miley Cyrus is 31. And I said, would she be the favorite singer for other people that are that age? And then I thought about Dolly Parton, who's her godmother, I think, right? Cyrus's godmother?
Yeah.
So she would like her as well. So does Diane Keaton like to sing in public, or is this, how did she get caught?
This was just at her house. No, this was a video that she had set up. Somebody was taking it.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody was taking it, and she was facing the camera and singing at the camera while sitting on some stairs. But Diane Keaton, when she actually, like, sings, I remember her singing in, what was it, First Wives Club?
Mm-hmm.
She has a good voice.
Does she?
She's singing, what's the other one, the Mandy Moore movie, Because I Said So.
Yeah, she's been in a lot of those kinds of movies and is good in them. She also is a member of that club, like she's been in a lot of movies with Robert De Niro. You know, they're all that same age, and those actors and actresses love to do stuff together. So that's good. Happy birthday to the person she loves in life the most, her. Diane Keaton is here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than puppies. Younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take him to the local shelter, let him meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hey, trailblazing business owners. Tired of blending into the background? It's time to turn up the volume and make your mark with a podcast that screams, "We're here, and we mean business." Podcast Plus gives your brand the opportunity to join the podcast revolution. It's time to show that you and your company are the experts by creating engaging content that captivates and entertains. Head to mynewpodcast.com and connect with experts to create a podcast that will allow you to connect with your audience on a personal level so you can break through all the noise. Plus, we offer professional script writing, pre- and post-production, graphic design experts for a captivating page, and distribution on all major platforms. All this produced from our state-of-the-art studios. Sign up today at myupodcast.com, or for more information and to get a free consultation with a podcast expert, call 888-324-0035. That's 888-324-0035. Enhance your brand with your own podcast today and reach new clients 24/7. Call 888-324-0035. That's 888-324-0035.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Criticism of the decision to pull former President Trump off the GOP primary ballot pours in as Trump's attorneys have filed an appeal in Maine's Superior Court. Republican White House hopeful Nikki Haley.
Don't open a door you can't close, and this is a dangerous door to open, and we need the Supreme Court to step in quickly before we have too many states do this.
In his appeal, Trump referred to Shenna Bellows as a biased decision maker and claimed she does not have the legal authority to remove him from the ballot. A disturbing video from a courtroom in Nevada is making the rounds, showing a defendant flying over the bench and attacking the judge after she denied him bail. Deobra Delone Redden was wrestled to the floor behind Clark County District Judge Mary K. Holtis' bench. The judge suffered a minor head injury, and a courtroom marshal was taken to the hospital for a large gash on his head. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common? They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I know it's going to be a good day.
Now I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
I admire your luck, Mr.
Bond. James Bond.
Mr. Bond, I suppose you wouldn't care to, raise the limit?
I have no objections.
What was it, madam?
There's nothing better than hearing Sean Connery say, "My name is Bond, James Bond." You know, there are, and this is how silly people are. This is the Good Day program, by the way, folks. Good morning. Good day to you. I'm Doug, and Jay Kirshner is here. We're thinking about things that are going on and talking about the things that people are intrigued by that may not necessarily be on the front headlines, the front pages. And there is somebody did a video. Listen to this, Jay. I saw this on the plane the other day. Somebody did a video of all the people, went around the world, and found every man whose name is James Bond.
Oh, yeah.
There are like, there's just like 100 or more guys whose names in America and elsewhere are James Bond. And they're all ages, and the question always is, why do you suppose your parents chose the name James to go with your last name Bond?
How could you not? But my question is, what are their middle names?
Yeah, there is, but they're not always, well, it wasn't clear that there was a middle name. I think someplace, somewhere, Ian Fleming wrote, there is a middle name. I don't remember what it is, but I think someplace. You know, Ian Fleming started writing these spy novels after World War II. He was obviously a Brit, and he imagined, because the world of spying on the Russians had become a big thing, and people were obsessed with spies, and so this came out of that era. And so the novels were written in the 40s and the 50s, and they were easily, you know, it was a perfect focus for a movie, and nobody knew where this was going to go. The first one came out in 1961, and the signature line was, and that clip that you just heard was from the first James Bond movie. And so, but just imagine, if your name is James Bond and you're introduced, hello, sir, what's your name? My name is Bond, James Bond, and you know, people look at you. It's got to be the source of all kinds of, and that was really what the documentary was all about. What was life like, or what has life been like for you? Your name's James Bond. So, you know, they've had a lot of fun.
Or how many people think you're lying when you say your name?
Yeah, maybe that's it, right? Yep. Here's something good to think about. This small girl whose parents were told when she was born that she would never walk. Wow, 5 years later, she's running around. She had spinal surgery in the womb. And what think about the miracles of modern medicine, and this is going to be on the top of that list. This was available to these folks who, the lady, Georgia, was 19, the husband, Tyler, was 21. They were told that their baby had spina bifida. The ultrasound was taken at 20 weeks. And if you don't know about this, this is something that's fairly well known. The condition causes a weakness in your lower limbs. The parents were told likely the child would never walk. And so she went to Germany to have a treatment. The baby, the unborn baby in the womb, was operated on. It cost them $11,000. Mm-hmm. And so this young girl, Piper, was born healthy in July of 2018. She was named after the surgeon who fixed her, whose name was Thomas Cole, so her name is Piper Cole Kelly. And now she can walk and she can run, and she takes part in her school sports every day. So you can imagine what an amazing thing this is. And you wonder how often this was something that got a lot of attention. How often has this happened to youngsters in the womb? How much more? And I'm asking the question because I don't know what the answer is, frankly. How much of this sort of thing is a part of when you find out what's going on? See, this sort of, and I don't mean to tie it into the whole abortion debate, but when you have a, think about this. Here's this family, they find the child could never walk. And without the right information, they could have made a decision that they wanted to abort the baby because they didn't want her to live a life of misery. And yet, now, with the same information, you can go to, I'm sure, the best hospitals in the world are performing these operations, and the baby was saved, could be saved. And so I don't mean to make, I'm somebody who doesn't like the idea of abortion much, but I just say that because I don't just say it. I say it because that's how I feel. But I think that there are reasons for having an abortion, and there's solid, good, strong reasons. I think just making a blanket you can't have an abortion is nonsense and not very smart. But the other side of it is that some people have used it. But then, you know, you dig into the rhyme and reason. That's why I say it's not my business, because it's nobody's business. If somebody has, you know, you can say, well, we've got to protect the unborn fetus. Why is that your job?
But nobody's looking to protect the mother, the pregnant mother.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, there's an argument on both sides, but it isn't just about... It's like these people are fanatics. And I wonder how much they really think about what, like what you just said. What happens if there's a danger to the mother and the child is going to be born dead or in some, you know, way not healthy and be
not compatible with life?
Yeah, right. So anyway,
this is fantastic. And for anybody wondering, what is the most premature surviving baby? That baby was born in the USA at 21 weeks and 1 day, 11 days earlier than the previous record holder.
When did that happen? Just now? Just recently? I don't know.
I want to say this past spring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, listen.
Less than a year ago, yeah.
Yeah. All right. There's a certain thing when you think things through. It's a great thing to be able to think things through. Thinking. I remember my sixth grade teacher's name, her name was Margaret Hayes. She and the fourth grade teacher had the same sign on their desk. THINK. Think. And that's what we were taught to do. To think for ourselves, to think about what's going on. Teaching people how to think is way more important than teaching people what to think. Because if you teach people what to think, you're not teaching them how to think. And we need to be able to think because our thoughts, the activities, there's no active action in the world that's ever wasted. Somehow or other, it has a consequence. Whether it's a good, loving expression of help or whether it's something that happens in some of these wars going on around the country, there's something going on with each person who's involved in these and each action that has a consequence. And so think about the things that you do. You're the giver, right? Think you're the giver of whatever. Sometimes you're the receiver of some of these actions. But be thinking about the consequences of what you do. And hopefully other people will think about the consequences of what they do or what they say. Sometimes people don't always think about that. I've certainly been guilty of that over the years. When you're on the radio as much as I am, sometimes I say things that I think after I said them, was, ooh, why'd I say that? Where'd that come from? All right, we go to Perry High School in a small town in Iowa. Everybody's trying to figure out what happened there yesterday. This youngster that has two guns walks into the school and starts firing at the in the cafeteria at breakfast time, and a sixth grader was killed. Other people, I think, were injured, and you can imagine what happened. The children, the teachers go scrambling, yelling out the door.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first day of new classes, and they're still trying to find. This was a 17-year-old. He's dead, and they don't understand why he did what he did. This is a school, a town near Des Moines.
I don't believe there was a manifesto like we've been seeing lately with some shooters, but there were allegedly social media posts that are being added to the investigation.
Mm-hmm. And
but
do we know what they say?
One sixth grader, no, that hasn't been listed, and I'm assuming that they've been archived or hidden.
Yeah,
from public view, but one sixth grader is dead, five are wounded, four of them were other students, one was a faculty member.
Yeah. Why? What's the question here? The question is, why? And I suppose how, in a manner of speaking, too. Right? Why and how?
And then the gunman turned his weapon on himself.
Yeah. So here's these angry kids, and why are they so angry? What are we doing? What are parents doing? With all of this, it's woof, man. All right, let's get off of that. Here's the story of another teenager, 13-year-old, that says that he has accomplished what no video gamer has ever done before. So this is where I need you to. I don't know what Tetris is. I ask both of you, I think, during the last break, what the heck this is and why this is so important. I suppose this is a social media story to a point, because that's where all this attention.
It's a puzzle. It's a puzzle video game.
Okay. So who plays it? Who's the person, who are the people that would play it?
Anybody who wants to. It was really popular.
Honestly, I haven't met anyone but you who hasn't played it, so. It's a puzzle game. Blocks in different shapes will come down from the top of the screen, and you have to try and get them all in a row And then the longer you last, the higher your score is, essentially.
Hmm. Is that, what's intriguing about that?
There's well, so this was, this debuted back in the 80s. It's not like there were a lot of
so where
options.
Have I been?
Yeah. Like high-tech
That's
options.
What I'm saying. Where have you been?
I don't play games. I don't play games in life. I don't play board games. The only person that I play games with is my grandson, Miles, who loves these things and is becoming pretty good at them. His father has an iPad, and so on the tablet, he's found these things where his father has taught him where they are, and they're good for your mind, for heaven's sakes. There's and your agility, you know, the whole business
of
coordination.
That's kind of what Texas says. It's good problem solving, thinking on your toes.
As you go along, it gets faster, so you have to kind of think faster, you know.
Right. So are you surprised that a 13-year-old has been able to do this? This has never been done before, this game.
I think that's the more fascinating part, that this is the first time that somebody has beaten all of the levels.
Uh-huh. Well, is there a prize involved in this? How much do you win some money? What's the winning game get?
Bragging rights. I mean, he's made national news. I think that's enough.
We're
right?
talking about him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 13 years old. He's famous right now.
Speaking of names, one of the most prominent, one of the most outspoken figures in January 6th he was a Capitol Police officer, and now he's running for Congress. His name is Harry Dunn. He was on duty during the January 6th situation. Some people call it an attack. I don't choose to call it an attack. There were some people who were there to do harm, and some people there that were there to attack. But there are a lot of people, as we've said many times before, they're just there because they kind of wanted to see what was going on, what all the hoopla was about.
Well, and after a certain point, people were let in. Like, the people who were at the front of all of this, they were menacing. They were rioters versus the protesters. And the people in the back were kind of like, they didn't know what was going on. They thought they were allowed to go into, they were on a self-guided tour, essentially.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see how this guy does as he runs for Congress. Okay, there's a summation of a bunch of things going on here on Good Day. It's 48 after the hour.
Ad paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-209-3734 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-209-3734. That's 800-209-3734. Again, 800-209-3734.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or it's free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
All right, let's see how much ground we can cover here, Jay, on the food, farm, and family portion of the program this Friday. It's National Whipped Cream Day. Whipped cream came, obviously, from dairy products, dairy fat, mostly cream itself. That's why it's called whipped cream, because it comes from the cream in the milk. There you go. Hello. It was also called snow milk at one point in time. When people, for whatever the reason, somebody is, this is probably an accident as much as anything else, beating heavy cream with a willow branch until it got foamy, and that goes back to the 1600s in England, and certainly now it's something that is done when you have a cup of hot chocolate, for example. I'm always asked, would you like some whipped cream? That only adds about 45,000 more calories to the drink. What do they do to it, though, that makes it? If it's just whipped cream, there shouldn't be a whole lot of sugar or there shouldn't be a lot of calories involved in it. So why does it increase
calories? Well, I think it's the added sugar that increases the calories.
Yeah, right. Snow cream, it was first called in the 1500s by the English. And then the French got in on the act, and it became royal whipped cream because it was in honor. It was served to the king, King Louis the 14th in 1661. In the 1930s, a British scientist invented an aeration system using nitrous oxide to kind of build it up, right? Whip it up, in a manner of speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And then
able to
ready
spray
whip.
It out of the can.
Yeah, right. Ready whip. That was in the late 40s. So that's the story.
It's hard to believe. Like, that ready whip was in the 40s. I don't know why I would have thought that it would maybe have been a little bit later.
Yeah,
but have you noticed that when it comes to whipped cream, you're either a ready whip fan or you're a cool whip fan? It's like there's no in between.
There's one that
you always prefer.
Well, but ready whip is the one that you spray, and cool whip comes out of a can, right? Doesn't it come out of a carton?
The little
plastic
tub,
container?
Yeah. The little plastic tub thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. All right, announcement from England today, or actually from Europe. A retailer says it will no longer sell Pepsi products because of the way that they have increased prices. This is really a very interesting story. Pepsi and Coke are always going back and forth. They're always changing their prices. I don't know. I don't buy any of this stuff. But, and I'm also interested in what Pepsi owns, because it isn't just a drink company. They own Lay's, potato chips. So all of that, what, Doritos and Cheetos and stuff comes. They have a lot of, they own Lipton Tea, other soft drinks, Quaker Foods, all owned by PepsiCo. And they've increased their prices so much, this company says, you know what, we don't need you. Go away. So I wonder how that's going to, you know, because we all think about the American market. Yep, that's important to all these companies because they started here. But there is huge, there's a huge upside or downside to being, you know, this stuff is sold if you travel around Europe or Asia or any place. All these products are sold. So this is why these companies are so huge. Now they have, there's so much money that goes through. Can you imagine? You know, and this is the time of year where people pay more attention to it because the Super Bowl comes up and all these snacks and stuff become part of the whole discussion of what people do on Super Bowl Sunday. So there we go. There's a public health announcement for meat that's sold at Sam's Club, which has salmonella contamination and technique. This started in Minnesota, apparently. What's the name of it? Bocito brand. It's a charcuterie. I don't even understand that name. A sampler has prosciutto in it and some other things that apparently have not been well taken care of, well prepared. And so the implication here is that you need to be warned if you have them and bring them back to Sam's Club. Yes, that would be. This is all. This is so foreign.
To think of
buying food at Costco or Sam's Club or Walmart. It just doesn't.
It's a grocery store like anything else.
Yeah. Go to the farm.
And then that's some.
Exactly. All right. Let's see here. The issues that we've talked about, this voluntary recall of some of the food for kittens and for dogs. And how this thing is really, this is not good for Blue Ridge, which is one of the most popular brands, right? You see it advertised all over the place, but apparently not only salmonella, but listeria is a problem for dogs and cats that are eating this stuff. Again, really bad management. So pets who get this have the same problem humans do, get diarrhea, bloody diarrhea. They vomit and they don't have much of an appetite after it. You got to watch it very, very carefully, this sort of thing.
Well, I think this is their fridge version. So humans, even if they have it in their fridges and then they're not washing their hands properly or washing the dish properly, they can get it from this, too. Yep. It's just take care of those fur babies and take care of yourself.
Yep. That's it. Exactly. Good advice. Word to the wise is sufficient, as they say. So there's Jay and Doug at the Food, Farm, and Family Desk of Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.